I have never been thrilleder. I have just declared. Did I say have twice? Now it's three times. I just declared, not 30 minutes ago, the ad network that I've been working on for the last, 6 2/3 months to be in beta. It's out of alpha. I don't know if you know alpha and beta. You remember Gmail started? It was Gmail beta. Remember that way long? Well, beta means that it's still in testing and we're still not totally sure about it, but it's open to the public. But be careful. Be careful. It's just getting started. Well, that's beta. Before that is alpha. It's alpha development when something isn't fully working yet. It's being built. Parts of it you can kind of sort of use, but that's just to test it and make sure that it's working right. But then other things like buttons will not work because it's still in the factory. So beta means that it's out of the initial quality check and it's going through basic test driving. So it's out of alpha and in beta. I declared it beta. I tell you one thing, one of the biggest hangups that I had was the, you know, tags. You know, you make a blog post, you upload a video, you do something, and then there's this tag field. You got the title, and then you got your little paragraph, whatever content article you type, and then you got your categories. Well, you've got tags, usually commas, and then the hashtag. Tags. All right, those are keywords. Tags go way back to searches in academic journals, and certain important words in library databases and so forth. All right. Tags. It's hard to get the tags to work. Tag. I've looked at this and how websites do tags. It's always different, right? You make a post. Sometimes there's a list. You click on it. Sometimes you have to choose between the tags. Other times you can make your own. You know, 20,000 people use this hashtag and, 20 million people use this one. Be like everybody else and get lost. Ooh, only 5 people use this one. If you're special, no one will care about you. You know, they've got all, everybody does tags differently on their websites. You ever notice that? Email addresses are always the same. You know, phone numbers for the most part are the same on a website. But when it comes to tags, everyone does things different. Haven't you ever? Maybe I need to write a piece of software that standardizes use of tags and processing. Maybe I could. There are so many libraries and you can download half the universe onto your website just to make your website process tags normally. It's amazing. I know that you would never know this unless you were listening to the Jesse Steele weekly podcast or podcast weekly, excuse me. Well, it is a weekly podcast, but the title is the podcast weekly. So I finally just said, I'm just going to do it normal. And well, no, I mean, if you go there, there's a problem with the tags. There's a quirk. So maybe you could see it. Anyhow, the advertising network. I know I couldn't say it without complaining and whining about the universe for 3 minutes. I know. Well, part of it, though, is I want to share with you what goes on in the world. It's amazing the things in any industry that hold back that industry or that hold back a particular brand. Like maybe getting the tread, a patented tread pattern to actually fit on a tire is what's holding back a new car model from being released. You know, it's amazing the random little tiny thing. Well, you've seen it. You know, you're trying to cook dinner, but then something happens to the sauce and it upsets and delays everything else because you got to use the sauce on the barbecue. And then you don't have lemons, but you need lemons for the sauce. And so this one little thing is holding up everything else. That's how life works. Well, anyhow, this was no exception. I finally just said enough's enough. If I don't have lemons, talking about cars and lemons in the same. Let's see. Anyhow, if I don't have the perfect ingredient for the sauce, I'm going to make do and make a sauce and just make the rest of it beautiful. And it works. So I eventually, this is a greater problem that I'll probably have to fix. And maybe I'll find a simple way to fix it. the advertising network, it's out. It's available. It's in beta. It's in live production. Badad.one. That's the website. Badad.one. It's released. I've been saying for weeks, I'm going to do it soon. It's going to be there soon. It's here. Now, the only hang up I've still got, I need to go do hammer tests on everything. I need to go redouble check everything and flip all the switches on and off a dozen times. But it's there and it's live, and I don't think I'm going to rebuild it. I think it is how it's going to be. The only problem I'm having now is I'm waiting for email, blacklisting. While it was developing, I got some of the settings incomplete, and during that setup, some of the spam checker, there's a whole bunch of spam watchdogs. Did you know that? There are hundreds of services that do nothing but decide which IP addresses create spam, where, you know, people use to send spam. Which are the websites? Where are the web servers that these evil spammers are using? And they find those IP addresses and they find those domains and they block them. Well, because my settings weren't perfect, it set off a few orange flags, and about five or six of those blacklisted me. So I'm waiting for it to update. I'm trusting that they're going to auto update. And you know, this is a teachable moment. I could have simply changed IP addresses and redone the server in 15 minutes, maybe five, and just changed over to a different IP address. But that's not how I roll. See, if the IP address that I've got was blocked because of a little tiny mistake of mine, I'm not going to abandon that IP address, because then someone else has to go use it. I could just shut down the server, copy the whole thing over to a new server. Everything's exactly the same, just as a new IP address. New phone number, go type in the new phone number in the directory, boom, everything's great. But I don't believe in that. I've got to fix this IP address thing. So I'm going to correct the records. I'm going to let those IP watchdogs see that the records have been fixed. And maybe in a day or two, it'll automatically update. They'll delist them as being bad. Or I will contact them directly. There's a way. You can say, this is a mistake. I've changed it. I fixed it. I'm good now. You can do that. So I'm going to clean this up. I'm as best as I can. If I can't get unblacklisted because someone out there doesn't want to, then, you know, I might have to take other steps. But I'm going to clean this up. Other than that, the site's done ready. So I'm not charging for anything yet. You can go buy a new ad. You will not receive emails, because whatever email you're using, it's probably going to delete the email and it will not even go into your spam folder because it's been blacklisted that bad. Just got to fix it. It's a little confusion thing, but I've got to get that fixed. But you can sign up free. Here's how you sign up and buy your ad free. You buy one ad and you'll get 53 weeks free. And you, that one ad that you buy, you can get free. And then you're high level ranked up. So if you ever want to be an advertiser and post these ads on your website and monetize your website with a service, you got a little bit of a higher rank. So sign up early. Go buy an ad and use the credit card number 42. Just 42424242, and it'll be free. We'll see. See if it works. If it works, it's free. If it doesn't work, then I've got it up and running and I'm charging for it. And oh no, you got to pay $1 a week, $3 a week if you want to do business. But by any ad, you're signed up and you can go, you can monetize your website after that. If you want to sign up to monetize a website, you still have to buy an ad. Everybody's got to buy an ad. That's the only way to sign up. But right now they're free. So I'm thrilled. 6 months. I declared it out of beta. Not 40 minutes ago. It's going to be an exciting week for the Taiwan special. See you tomorrow.